Welcome to Freelance Sucks. Here we discuss the dark side of freelancing about which nobody usually talks out loud. In this show, we speak with experienced freelancers, and I'm sure listening to their stories helps you prepare for freelancers' challenges. My name is Yuri. I'm a community builder at Code Control and 9am.works, and my guest is Mina Clade, a truly full-stack freelance senior mobile engineer with 14 years of experience, product owner, and certified Scrum Master, who is also a truly team player. So, welcome, Mina.
Welcome, Yuri. Thanks for the good introduction.
The easiest question for the beginning. For you, as a freelancer, what is the most challenging part of being a freelancer?
I believe the uncertainty, in a way. I don't know how my life is going to be in the next 6 months. The contract ends. So I think it's always harder to live with this kind of uncertainty, because I tried to work like a full-time employer, and this was easier to plan, you know, exactly if nothing drastic happened, where you're going to be in a year or 2 years. But with the freelancing, it's a bit rough to see the future in a way.
If no layoffs are coming, you know, sometimes layoffs are coming and you can do nothing.
This have changed everything also. Like, even this security is not there anymore with full time.
Yeah, it's so crazy. But how do you approach it? How do you, you know, it's super hard to have this mental thing, all these ups and downs. So how do you approach this thing?
To be honest with you, I still don't know how to approach it. I think for me, I hear it also from the people around me personally, that it's hard to plan stuff with me. And I think I just became more spontaneous and more, it's like, okay, this project has ended, I'm just going to take some time off and go, rather than have planned vacation 6 months in advance or this kind of life. I think that's what people complain, but also a good thing to be spontaneous. You just need to learn it.
It sounds not very, you know, like calm thing to be spontaneous. But yeah, I totally understand, you know, when you face something, like you are ready to tackle it, it's so much easier. I feel like it's so much easier for freelancers to have this mindset, because we kind of always in this circle, you know, it's not like we expect stability. It's that we know that, okay, this project ends in like 3 months, 6 months, 1 month, and then I have to go. So the faster you develop the system, by the way, do you have any system of searching new projects?
For now, just like mainly on my network, that has been always working through my network and the communities I'm in. Looking for new projects. I'm not very good at doing like business development and sales. So I've been relying on the people in the network.
How those connections and communities work for you?
So it's like from my past experiences all over, and I've been like working in different companies and building the connection with people. People always move around and they go to new places, and they just reach out here and there. Yeah, so far I've been very lucky with it.
How do you keep in touch with people? It's so hard, you know, nowadays. You are busy with your work, you have your life, then you have all the social world. So how do you keep in touch with folks?
I believe it's the power of social media, in a way. So this is the bright side of social media, especially something like LinkedIn. It's like a very good platform to connect with people professionally. Just to try to be a bit active on it and just remind people that, I'm existing here. I'm still doing this kind of thing. and then it just comes back in a way.
What is the most time-consuming thing you must deal with as a freelancer, except for work itself?
As like stuff around work, you mean? I think trying to look for new projects. And this is the most consuming. Of course, I try to get it through other like search and platform and have interviews and try to build a portfolio. So this also consumes time to have all of this ready and then get into something, go through the whole process with them, and then it doesn't work in the end for some reason. So I think this is the most time consuming part of freelancing.
You know, currently we have a lot of AI. We have AI written jobs, we have AI written resumes. And what I see, there is this joke, like we need a tool that will decode a resume and to send it to people and vice versa. So, you know, the two GPTs to talk with each other to really understand what it meant in job description and what it meant in resume. So when you apply for a position, like how do you approach it? Do you send some kind of a cover letter, or do you find people somewhere on LinkedIn, for example, and send them personal messages? Like, what is your application process?
I think it's a mix and match of all. It depends how desperate I am. so in a project, I'm just like looking around. I think I'm more putting less effort in it. So it's like, yeah, just do the basic process. If I'm looking for really a new project and I have the time pressure on it, I try to be more careful and personalized in it. Send like a personalized message to the recruiter, like try to find the job and how it matches me, and highlight the past experiences. So I think it always depends. I don't have a process for it till now.
Do you use some kind of AI things to apply for projects?
Yes, I do. So I think it's always when they're asking for tasks and stuff to show, it's always a bit easier to get the support, because like usually it's kind of basic-ish kind of things.
Yeah.
So I think AI is very helpful here, rather than day-to-day work when it gets a bit complicated with everything.
We've talked a little bit about of this uncertainty, and I'm curious, is it the most nerve-wracking thing also, or is it something else?
I think I got used to the uncertainty, just like, just being spontaneous and planning. I think the most nerve-wracking for me is changing teams and people and also frameworks and languages. So this is the difference actually with being in a product company. You kind of know everything for a long time, but having this new start multiple times in the year, it has a bit of a toll. Because it's a whole new kind of scope to learn with people, different technologies, everything.
How do you deal with it?
I don't. I think I reached the level that I'm really tired from it. it has taken a toll on me for the last years, and I can see now it kind of gets kind of more abstract, because you know exactly what you need to do every time, what are the things, kind of get repetitive, but also it takes a lot of mental space and energy to learn everything new from the beginning. I think I would say it's close to like a burnout from changing.
Do you have some kind of time boundaries when you are joining a new team, for example, like, okay, I have this 1 week, I have to meet every team member, I have to talk, have a conversation with every person, and then like in the 1 week we are ready to go. Do you do some of this inner conversations with yourself?
No, not really, but I think I always try to hit the ground running and make like impact from the first 2 weeks. I think this is always the first impression that lasts. If I start in and like a show, I put much effort to be prepared to start, to get the first ticket so fast, connect with the people. I think this is the first impression that lasts, which makes it a bit intense and stressful with the first weeks.
Yeah, I get it. And you know, currently we're talking about loneliness. So people are working remotely. Usually it was easier before, like when you're in the office, you always can go grab a coffee or there are always some people on the background. But currently like we have a wall on the background and our office is just one step away from our bedroom usually. And do you ever feel this professional loneliness?
I think it's a very good point. I haven't thought about it before. But now when you're asking it, I believe yes, it's taking a toll, but I try to compensate it with just getting out of home, working in a co-working 1 or 2 days a week, and try to surround me with this craziness to feel that I'm in a company.
It's fun that you mentioned 1 or 2 days. It's like enough is enough. Okay, so yeah. one day, enough. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah. I recharge my batteries, so I can go.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. And it's also good to have the slow days at home. I wouldn't trade it for going to the office every day. Just a good balance to have. And also, yeah, like one or two days out of home, out of five, is really for me works very well.
If your friend wanted to become a freelancer, what are top three things you'd advise them to consider before doing it?
Yeah, I think the first thing is the uncertainty. This is one thing. The second thing is they have to be open and flexible to learn new stuff, new people, new environments. So it's not for people who are like scared to get out of their comfort zone, because you're always going to be out of your comfort zone. And I think the third thing is that it's also financially complicated. So you always have to take care of your finances. You have to make a good setup. So don't go in it before you actually inquire about the feasibility and how it is in wherever you're based and your setup with freelancing. Because at some point, it might not be worth it.
By the way, how do you learn? I mean, personally and professionally.
I think just being close to kind of the tech news, seeing what's out there. And for me lately, like I mentioned, just between a lot of teams, so I already have all my learning capacity and learning new things during moving between projects and teams. And once I get longer in there, I try to find a topic that interests me and try to dig deeper. But this doesn't happen a lot, because usually it's always consumed in learning the new team stuff.
Yeah, get it. You know, I wish to have the sky as the limit, but time is the limit. So the final question, if you were starting freelancing today, what is one thing you would have done differently?
I think it's a good question. I don't have a quiet answer to it. I don't really know. I think for now, I don't have an answer for that.
But it's like also an answer, you know, because sometimes like your journey is your journey, your mistakes, it's your mistakes. It's exactly how you learn. And, you know, I hear a lot that people like, oh, I would have done that. I would have done that. And then like people, you know, I won't change anything, because like that's exactly how I become who I am right now. And it's also the way. So,
yeah. And I think also like, it's like always new beginnings. I think through freelancing, every project is a new beginning. So I always try to optimize in them in a way. So yeah, maybe for now, just keep doing the same journey.
I've just had this idea, Phoenix Freelancing, you know, like a name for a new company.
Yeah.
Because it's like always a cycle that burn into ash and then like you revive it.
Yeah. True. Yeah. It's always a new beginning. Like it's a new chance. Like you have a new start with people that probably haven't met you before. It can always be somebody new, you know?
Yeah, totally agree with you. And Mina, thank you so much for sharing your experience and having such an open conversation.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, hit the like button on 5 stars and share it with your friends. That's it. We're done. See you in the next episode.